USA Radio News.
Moderna announced Wednesday that the first participant has been dosed in the company's Phase 2 clinical trial of a coronavirus vaccine booster shot that's specific to the Omicron variant. Moderna is advancing the trial to its next phase as research published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine found that a booster dose of the vaccine remained durable against the Omicron variant but did show signs of waning antibody protection. The White House said President Biden stands by his campaign pledge to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki would not confirm the news of Justice Stephen Breyer's retirement on Wednesday, but did say,
"The president has stated and reiterated his commitment to nominating a black woman to the Supreme Court and certainly stands by that."
Justice Breyer will retire in June. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The FDA has blocked Florida from using alternate COVID-19 treatments.
The FDA bans what could be life-saving drugs in Florida. The Florida Department of Health said it was closing its monoclonal antibody treatment sites this week after the Food and Drug Administration restricted their use. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the FDA's move and said 2,000 appointments were canceled on Tuesday alone.
The number of the people that seek this treatment are overwhelmingly people that have been vaccinated, but yet they're still infected, and many of them are high risk.
DeSantis said the decision to suspend the use of Regeneron and Eli Lilly monoclonal antibody treatments was made abruptly without any notice or clinical data. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The EPA is taking a series of enforcement actions to address air pollution, unsafe drinking water, and other problems afflicting minority communities in the three Gulf Coast states of Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A heart transplant patient will not receive a new lease on life because he isn't vaccinated against COVID-19.
A 31-year-old father has been removed from the heart transplant list at a Boston hospital because he will not submit to a COVID-19 shot. DJ Ferguson was first on the list to receive the transplant at Brigham and Women's Hospital, but administrators removed him after he declined the shot. Tracy Ferguson, DJ's mom, saying,
"He's not an anti-vaxxer. He just wants proof that it's not going to cause further harm in an already compromised body."
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Nissan is recalling more than 793,000 small SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because water can get into the wiring in the driver's footwell, cause corrosion, and could start a fire. The recall covers Nissan Rogue SUVs from the 2014 through 2016 model years. Amy Schneider's 40-game winning streak on Jeopardy! Drew to a close on Wednesday after the history-making contestant lost to Chicago librarian Roan Talsma. Schneider, the show's second-highest all-time consecutive winner in Jeopardy! History, lost with earnings of $19,600 to Talsma's $29,600. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.